Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, that would be a smart one, wouldn't it? It's Muck and Fun Day. It's, no, it's not. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's because we missed yesterday, didn't we? And I don't know. It's Thursday, by God. It's the 30th day. Nope, it's Wednesday, the 29th. I should come up here and X these off every day like Laura used to. It is Wednesday, the 29th day of March, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 41 degrees for the Klamath Basin today and a low of 19, and we still got the snow flurry warning. So it's still every once in a while it just starts blizzarding. It's weird. Weird stuff, people. All right, let's see what we're going to look at. See if we're going to have any catastrophic failures just going to the board. We did it. Red down. Let's see. If this bombshell vax analysts find 147 billion in economic damage, tens of millions injured or disabled by Tyler Durden. Let's see here. I like this one. Top official for Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs slammed over vile tweet about shooting transphobes just hours after shocking killing spree by Victor Neva. I guess it is Neva. So the governor here, you want to come shoot somebody, bitch? 419 Ash Street, motherfucker. I hate you fucking scum-sucking queer motherfucking bastards. Got it? Threatening. I see there's a picture up there with this, her holding two fucking pistols. She looks like a fucking dude. Bring it on, bitch. Anytime you want to come fuck with somebody because they won't accept your fucking freakishness, I'm your fucking man. A group of Arizona GOP state, well, it's got to be GOP, you got to put that GOP in there and the DMC, because you got to keep this fucking phony-ass goddamn narrative that isn't fucking even working. It's like COVID-19. Everybody fucking knows better. It's them and us. But you got to put it in there because you're a fucking Trump-tard, right, you motherfucker? Otherwise, you wouldn't have a goddamn website. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to make money. I bet you go to this website, it's incorporated. A group of Arizona GOP state lawmakers has called for the immediate firing of Democratic Governor Kate Hobbs, press secretary, over a tweet invoking gun violence against transphobes. See, when they're up here doing this fucking shit like here, I mean, God, like the sense, can't even say gun, but man, these motherfuckers, when they're standing out in the street telling you this is a Bolshevik revolution, oh, that's just fucking fine. But you fucking take and you stand up for the fucking Bill of Rights. You stand and you fucking enforce the Bill of Rights. Oh, you're anti-government, but then I guess your fucking government must be a communist motherfucking corporate fucking mafia fucking government then, right? Fascist, communist, fucking, what the hell was it when we were growing up? Capitalist, This is not what we were fucking agree with. Well, we didn't agree to shit, but this is not what the lie was, okay? Let's go on reading here. Hobbs spokeswoman Jocelyn Berry posted the offending tweet on Monday, just hours after whatever you want to call these motherfucking freaks. Audrey Hale, who was a transgender, shot and killed three adults and three children inside a Nashville Christian elementary school. You see, they're not good. Why aren't they going after the fucking guns on these motherfuckers? You want to disarm these motherfuckers, don't you? You want to disarm all these fucking communists and socialists. They're killing people. They're killing people, and they're doing it fucking on the direction of the goddamn communists that have occupied fucking Capitol Hill and the fucking White House for fucking how many years now with armed fucking guards. When are you going to fucking have enough? Us, when we see transphobes, hey, bitch, I'm a fucking transphobe. I already gave you the fucking address. Come do something about it, motherfucker. Barry captioned the image in the tweet. Less than 12 hours after the tragic shooting in Nashville by a deranged transgender, somebody's going to get fucking sued. Deranged transgender activist Hobbs, press secretary, calls for shooting people Democrats disagree with. Do it, you motherfucking mouthy motherfuckers. I've heard nothing but fucking threats out of you. I'm sick of your fucking bullshit threats. You ain't going to do shit because you ain't got no fucking spine. And you're going to have to hire your fucking balls. We got our own. And they'll be working for a fucking paycheck and we'll be defending our hearts and we will wipe their fucking ass out. And then we're coming for you. The Arizona Free Caucus tweeted on Tuesday. Jocelyn Berry posted the disturbing tweet just hours after the deadly shooting. Many lawmakers are calling for Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, spokeswoman, to be let go over the tweet. Anybody have a problem there? The group of conservative Republican state, here we are, Republicans again. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There's no left. There is no right. There's just no fucking law because we're not enforcing it. If we enforced the law, there couldn't be no fucking left, right to it. It's written in fact, and it's not neither left nor it's right. It's just the fucking law. Republican state lawmakers added that Barry should be forced or fired over the social media post. Calling for violence like this is un-American. Oh, yeah. Tell that to fucking Patrick Henry. Tell that to the fucking goddamn men that came out at Concord and fucking Lexington. Tell that to them. Calling for violence like this when somebody's fucking trying to take your goddamn life away from you, when they're trying to take your goddamn country away from you, when they're trying to take your liberty and your freedom away from you. Oh, yeah, don't get violent about it. Go over there and beg them and say, no, get down. And then they can kick you in the fucking face and talk about how fucking tough they are. Because you ain't got no goddamn balls. The group of conservative Republican state lawmakers added that Barry should be fired over the social media post. Calling for violence like this is un-American. The hell it is. And never acceptable. By God, it was back in 1775, wasn't it? Do you think things changed? You think that when the people went out and said, you ain't going to take our fucking guns, and then wrote the goddamn unalienable fucking law that said you can't touch our fucking guns. So we were just joking about that. And that's just something you could put behind you. You try it, you motherfuckers. Barry should be fired immediately, the GOP group added, noting in a following up post that Barry's vile tweet encouraging violence had not been taken down after millions of views and widespread condemnation. Wow, it hadn't been taken fucking down. Man, you say something, you just fucking tell the truth about COVID-19 not existing. They'll take your goddamn video down. If this was a goddamn anybody but one of these freaky fucking communists, the son of a bitch looks like a fucking man anyway. If you look at the post, you can see her, Jocelyn Berry, when uh, you, use when we see transphobes. Do it, bitch. She's holding two pistols. Come and do it. You try to look fucking tough. You're laughable. You are laughable. A bitch slap you fly to your fucking ass and tell you, you'll piss yourself, you fucking cunt. And that's what you are. You're a fucking cunt. You're a fucking, I don't know what the fuck you think you are, but you can shove your trans fucking faggots up your fucking ass. We got no use for your transgenders or your LGBT ABC 9640,000s. You get the fuck out. You are not going to come here, bitch. You fucking got two guns. Fucking come and get tough with them motherfuckers. It's one thing to pose for a fucking picture. It's another thing to fucking actually do some fucking shooting. Why don't you go do some shooting, tough bitch? And why ain't this been fucking took down fucking with all the other? I mean, isn't this a fucking violent fucking post? Isn't this supposed to be taken down? I mean, we can't even talk about our goddamn rights without it being taken down. But this fucking cunt here, this, well, that could kind of tells you who's in charge here, doesn't it? Tells you who's in charge of Silicon Valley and who's in league with the, I mean, they're communists in charge that are fascists in league with the goddamn occupational fucking unlawful fucking corporation that is the top dog in the international corporate mafia. It's all mafia. It's all fucking unlawful. There is no goddamn law. Can't you people see that? If there's going to be law, we're going to have to fucking enforce the fucking Bill of Rights. We're going to have to enforce the unalienable, ratified by the people. Superior, supreme law of December 15, 1791. We have to, or there is no law. Cunts like this can do shit. Come at me like that, cunt. I'll blow your fucking ass right through the goddamn wall. Hobbs' office did not immediately respond to the post request for comment. I bet they didn't. If you go look at this article, look at this with bitch thinks she's badass. Well, let's see. What else we got? Pentagon doctor says 7-year-olds can consent to sex change treatment. This is by Liz Lawrence. And it was sent in by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches World Report.com. Well, fuck yeah. A 7-year-old has plenty of life experience to make a decision that's going to fucking change. You can't change your gender. Get that through your head to start with. It's going to make a goddamn freak out of you. You're going to fucking, when you finally fucking, I don't know, you ever reach puberty? I don't know what the fuck happens to when they shove this shit in you. But you're going to be fucking miserable. I can promise you that. You don't go against fucking nature, you stupid son of a bitches. And that, and in the end, even if these goddamn American nationals, and well, not the American nationals, but if the American fucking goddamn unregulated militia doesn't have the fucking balls to fucking deal with you fuckers, nature will. Nature will not fucking stand for fucking something like this. It's unnatural. Multiple doctors working on U.S. military bases recently claimed that children as young as 7 years old can consent to sex. Well, you fucking try it, you son of a bitch. You don't have no say over nobody's goddamn kid. You fucking nobody, son of a bitch. You fucking corporate prick. Your corporate ass will go in the fucking ground where it fucking belongs, you treasonous son of a bitch. You have broken our laws at nauseam. You've broken every one of them. You continue breaking them. And the people continue just sitting there. Well, I guess we'll allow that. I guess you can allow this? A 7-year-old? How many out there got 7-year-olds? Go look at that child. And think about it. Well, my mom really doesn't want this, but I've decided. And hey, what is this, the Khmer Rouge? Is this Cambodia all over again? Going to put the little kiddies in charge? Ain't going to fucking work. We got goddamn billions of guns, trillions of rounds of ammunition, you son of a bitches. When this breaks loose, they think they'll just scatter and hide, and then we'll have like a fucking, what the hell they call it, a purge in this country, and they won't be involved because they'll go hide in a spider hole. No, we're taking this country back by the law, by the written, ratified by the people's representatives, law of December 15, 1791, you will meet your justice. Let's see what else they have to say about this shit. 7-year-olds, sick motherfuckers. Well, come on, yes, I would like to. In the American Journal of Public Health, the doctors argued that children who show symptoms of gender dysphoria, dysphoria should be given gender-affirming health care. Why are you fucking, I mean, God, man, what happened, people? Reading, writing, and arithmetic, and stay the fuck out of my private business, motherfucker. Where did you see, these are just corporations. That's all the goddamn, all the fucking schools now. All, everything in this goddamn country is INC, and it has to fucking go. You son of a bitch, if you were out on the fucking street and you tried to say that about a kid, I'd beat your ass to a bloody fucking pulp, I'll bet you. Journal argues children who should, fuck you. Showed Sim, you fucking sick fuck. What do you want to, what do you want to play with that little 7-year-old? Who is this son of a bitch? In the American Journal, doctors, huh? Doctors, you like playing with the little kiddies, huh? You like fucking, you're fucking like Frankenstein. You're fucking, I mean, this is how debaucherated this whole thing has become. It's debauchery. You're sick in the fucking head. You need to be put down like a rabid fucking dog. And you parents that allow this fucking shit, you are even sicker. You should have never had kids. You should have had dogs. Well, I wouldn't do that to a dog. The doctors wrote that human rights dictate. Oh, human rights. Oh, no, you're going to come with me. Human rights better not violate that goddamn Bill of Rights. Whatever you want to call a human right. You know, it's a human right for us to go cut the peckers off of little fucking 7-year-old boys and put them on 7-year-old girls. You sick son of a bitch. You try that shit and see how where it gets you. It's going to get you fuckers are going to get killed. I hope you fucking realize it. You think, I mean, because you're controlling the propaganda, but the people, when they come out, we're Americans. We're deceitful. When you see our fucking face, man, it's going to be the last goddamn thing you see. And we're going to talk to you, too, while we take care of your ass. You're going to understand that you do not do this fucking shit in the United States of these Americas. You better get the fuck out of here wherever in the hell you come from, you fucking freaks of nature. Three of the article authors, David L. Klein, you fucking kid molesting fucking piece of fucking trash. Thomas Baxter, you piece of fucking child molesting piece of shit. And Natasha A. Skavy, PhD, work at Travis Air Force Base. What in the fuck are these people? You're paying these guys' fucking wages. You realize that, don't you? Why do you do that? Why do you fucking not say, shut that fucking base down? That's an order from the fucking people. You know, what we all we have is like, they'll put up somebody who shits their fucking pants and claim he has all the authority. Where are your fucking Republicans on this, by the way? Your GOP. They ain't going to be against it. They're for it. They're a part of the goddamn international corporate mafia that wants to fucking see you as an international fucking slave. They want to use you. They want to live the fucking high life, sitting on a cloud like a god while you fucking toil beneath them and fucking feed them and let them rape your fucking children. Let them fucking do freak fucking experiments on your kids. Let them fucking do freak fucking experiments and wipe your fucking ass out. Travis Air Force Base, California. Another author, Nola, looks like, S. Larson, works at the Department of Pediatrics at Walter Reed National Military. See, what are these? We're paying for this. These are our goddamn hospitals. We paid to build them. No, you're fired. Get the fuck out. Where did we lose our goddamn control, people? I'll tell you where. And when we stopped enforcing our fucking rights at the goddamn, right on the fucking spot. These motherfuckers were never to have any kind of jurisdictional authority over us. What so fucking ever. They sure as hell were not supposed to have any kind of policing powers over us. That ain't what, you know, that ain't what fucking Nathan Hill said. Give me policing or give me death. Or was it Patrick Henry? Police me or give me death. No, he said, give me freedom or give me death. This is not fucking freedom. These motherfuckers think that they are an elitist goddamn, what would they call themselves, ruling class. They think they're an elitist. Let's wipe that. Let's take that ruling class and put their fucking asses 6 foot in the fucking ground, because there is no ruling class. The fucking Bill of Rights does not allow for one. The Bill of Rights, fucking the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, does not allow it. We the people are the fucking cocksuckers that are too stupid and too fucking yellow to fucking enforce it. We allow it. All this shit I'm reading to you, you allow it. I allow it. We're not fucking doing what we're supposed to. We have not only the right, it is our fucking duty not to see fucking little kids, little seven-year-olds, fucking made into goddamn freak monsters by some fucking Frankenstein son of a bitch that has an agenda of fucking actually, you know, we're culling a few billion people or 6 billion people or 9 billion people. We're culling them anyway, so we might as well play around. And, ooh, you made, look what that one did. Ooh. I mean, this is the sick shit we're dealing with. I mean, 20 years ago, you tried this fucking shit. Well, maybe 30 years ago, you tried this fucking shit. People have been shooting you. You'd been being found in fucking dumpsters and ditches. I cannot believe the people of this United States are down on their goddamn knees sucking the ass of the fucking Jews that want to fucking destroy them and take your little seven-year-old and cut his pecker off and put it on a goddamn seven-year-old girl. Huh? Where in the fuck are you? You worthless son of a bitches. You shouldn't have had kids. You don't give a fuck about them. You couldn't. The doctors wrote that human rights dictate such treatment, adding that youths have an inherent ability and right to consent to gender-affirming therapy. No, they fucking do not. A kid cannot contract until... Well, even under the admiralty, but a kid can't contract till they're 18 fucking years old. That's why, you know, they can't put them in. I'm sure they'd like to change that. I mean, I'm sure they'd like to make it so that 7-year-olds could vote, because you could just say, you need to vote for this. And think, yeah, no, not the pink elephant. No. Yeah. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. Can you say Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi. We're going to teach you how to write it. We got 3 months. Three of the article's authors, three of the article's authors, David A. Klein, are clean. This is clean. I don't give a shit. Thomas Baxter. These are all filthy motherfuckers that need to be put on trial for fucking crimes against goddamn nature. Tom Baxter and Natasha A. Skyvey, PhD at Wirt Travis Air Force Base, California. And we did that. See here. The doctor also wrote, if children do not receive the necessary care, they may experience poor mental health outcomes. Fuck. You seen these fucking creatures? Mental health? You're worried about their mental health and you're fucking cutting their dicks off and making fucking, I mean, taking nature and fucking turning it upside down? You're born a man or you're born a woman. You're born male or you're born female. That is a goddamn fucking fact. Natural fact can't be changed. So when you do this, you are going against nature. Nature will not allow it. And how the people allow it is be fucking on me. Veterans suing military for not covering transgender surgery for an adult child. Oh, my God. Yeah, we should pay for this shit, too. I mean, get over there and pay for this. I mean, it's a fucking debauchery. This has got morality. This country don't even know what the fucking word means. Notably, the most in-depth study of the long-term effects of sex change treatment, including hormonal treatment, found that people who undergo sex reassignment have considerably higher risk for mortality, suicide behavior. You're listening to this? Now, this is good for their mental health, remember? Found that people who undergo sex reassignment have considerably higher risk for mortality, suicidal behavior, and psychiatric morbidity than the general population. So what they're what they just told you is that this is what they're saying, and it's a lie, and you know it's a fucking lie. I mean, it's like, you know, we go over it. We're going to go over it. We're going to go do this, and it's going to piss us off. And it don't fucking mean nothing if you don't do nothing about it. When asked by Fox News whether the Department of Defense will provide training on gender medical intervention for minors, as suggested by the doctors, the Pentagon responded, the Department of Defense will train its health care providers in keeping with current science and best medical evidence. Dr. Stanley Goldruff, it's oi, board chair for Do No Harm, an organization that works to protect health care from political agendas, said the idea that a child can consent to sex change, change intervention is beyond laughable. And it is. What life experience does a seven-year-old have to go on to make any kind of goddamn decision about any fucking thing? That's why the parent is there. That's why, hey, you parents out there that are fucking allowing this shit, what in the fuck is wrong with you? You're the ones that need a fucking goddamn, you're the ones that need the fucking brain surgery in the form of a fucking bullet. You would let them do this to your fucking child. You ain't worth the powder it takes to blow your fucking brains out. The existence of
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, and you know what? These cats, they are so crazy, man. Like, especially like the males who want to try to make themselves females. Like, dude, you're chopping off your penis and you're making another wound between your legs. So your body is trying to heal itself. You put a wound and you get mad because it's closing up. You know, that is like if you cut something on your arm, it's going to heal back together. That's what it's going to do. Let's show you how crazy and insane all of this is. You're cutting yourself and you get mad when it's healing up.
Well, exactly correct, man. I mean, fuck, when you look at these son of a bitches, they have been indoctrinated since they were fucking old enough to fucking crawl. They've been indoctrinated. I mean, if you just think about 30 years ago, this article would have came out, people would have thought it was a fucking joke. People would have fucking ignored it. But I mean, this edge, a little bit at a time, this is how communists fight. See, they ain't got no balls and they ain't got no fucking spines. So this is the shit they do to try to fucking see, they're looking to see who will take this shit. Will you take this shit? I won't take this shit. But you're right, man. Fucking, I mean, the bottom line is it's the goddamn nature and they say follow the science. Well, the goddamn science and the math says a man is a man and a woman is a woman. They're different. You can't change it. There was a prick. I don't know if you've seen the video, Dion, of the uh-huh. fucking faggot-ass motherfucker in the store. And the guy called him sir. And he starts all getting fucking. I mean,
I'll tell you, sir. I know you're talking about. But yeah, I know that cat was in Arizona. That crazy fool was in Arizona. Henry, I mean, man, I would have walked the pavement with him, man. Dude, you're not a woman. I'm gonna treat you like you are a man.
You goddamn right. I would have.
Insane asylum, man. This is a freaking insane asylum that we're living in, and we
goddamn
people who are
normal.
I'm like, dude, like I'm not gonna call another man who's in a freaking costume with a wig a woman. I'm not gonna call you she. I'm not playing your psychotic game. This is psychotic, Henry.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you what, I'll knock that fucker flat of his ass. And when he goes to get up, I'll kick him in the ball so hard they'll come out his fucking ears and say, that couldn't have hurt. You got a pussy.
You damn right.
But I mean, this is how fucking sick it's got. I don't know if you people seen that video, but this fucking, I mean, the guy behind the counter, what a fucking pussy. I mean, everybody, I mean, just a bunch of fucking wimps. And this guy's supposed to be a tough guy. If I was in a store, Dion, and I got pissed off about something that nothing to do with fucking this fag shit, and I kicked over shit like that, they put my ass in jail. And you know they wouldn't. I want your corporate headquarters. I want the corporation. The corporation supports me. I'll have your job. You would be sorry you called me sir. I wish I knew what the son of a bitch was. I sir and ma'am. Sir and ma'am are fucking terms of fucking respect that we were taught as fucking children. And that's what, and I'm going to call a man sir, and I'm going to call a woman fucking ma'am. And you don't fucking like it, tough fucking shit. That's the way I was taught to talk to people, with fucking respect. Goddamn right. Anyway, we'll do some more on this. We'll do it when we come back. Let's go for a fucking break here, and we'll be right back. Okay. Hang in there.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this broadcast on the air, where in the hell am I here? You can go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that course was Nazareth, but expect no mercy, and do not expect no mercy with these motherfuckers. Make no mistake about that. Let's see, where is that? Yeah. We were talking about sex change for seven-year-olds, man. I can't even believe I don't know. I don't know what the hell's wrong with people. I can't figure it out.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. Now, we all know this, but when you're a kid, unless you're exposed to some crap like that, you're not thinking about no sex. You're thinking about playing and going outside and eating sweets. They are pushing this on these kids, and the parents that are allowing this to happen, they need to be skinned alive, man. I mean, just when you're a kid, you're not thinking about nothing sexual. You're not.
Yeah, no, when we were little kids, you know, we'd take sticks and nail them together. They're like army guns, and we play army. We play football. We play baseball. I mean, no. I mean, with seven fucking years old, get real. I mean, you don't have nothing. I mean, that is how sick these son of a bitches are, Dion. They go to a seven-year-old. I mean, that's just like the goddamn Toma telling him, oh, it's all right to screw a three-year-old baby because they won't remember. You fucking fucked up their fucking life, you sick son of a bitch. And this is who's behind this shit. It's those goddamn Pardon?
I said, you damn right it is. Because, and they told me also, man, you know what? They have many, many different genders as well. They are some sick people, man. They really are.
I mean, I think there's like 64 different you got to learn my pronoun. I'm going to be a pronoun. You're called Busted Face. That's your Indian name. Busted fucking nose. That's what you're going to get out of me, you son of a bitch. And transgender, transphobia, I got it. I got a goddamn serious case of it. You better fucking come cure me, you fucking cunt. Bring your two fucking pistols and do it. You can fucking get up, stand up. And why ain't that been taken down, people? Ask yourself that. Well, fuck, we already know. We already know all of this shit. We're just sitting here fucking watching it. Of course it ain't going to be taken down because of what it is. And right there during when a fucking faggot went and fucking, or a transgender or whatever and the fuck them creatures are, went and shot up a fucking religious school, huh? Yeah, I mean, they're going to turn this around till he was a man, the poor kid. I mean, his family will probably get some goddamn money for lawsuits for him because, I don't know, maybe somebody called him, sir. You don't fucking know. Okay, let's go on with this. The existence of a large, perhaps as much as 25% cohort of detransitioners, I mean, fucking, man, what goddamn planet is this? Suggests the folly of assuming the soundness of childhood decision. No shit. He said later, adding, just because a child states that they understand the implications of gender transition does not mean that they can conceive of their future regrets. And of course you can't. 7 years, come on, goddammit, it comes down to life experience. That's what decision-making is all about. That's why you don't make your decisions until you're of age, until you have something to fucking look back on, some life experience, so you can make a good decision. A seven-year-old, come on. They can't even decide what fucking cereal they want. Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pops. That should be their big fucking decision. And like Dion said, they should be outside fucking playing army, playing fucking basketball, football, anything out in the fucking yard, playing. And they sit there on them goddamn cell phones, and when they're not at school getting the perversion thrown at them, they're sitting there on the goddamn couch with that thing with their square eyes getting the perversion thrown at them. And you fucking just sit there and go, hmm. Well, they're quiet at least. Man, I tell you, when I was a kid, I don't know how it was with you guys. But fucking, I did not like to be in the house. I mean, as soon as I got home, it was out the back door. When I was a little kid, it was with my BB gun. When I got bigger, it was with my 22. And I was out, and I was out in the fucking woods. But I mean, before shit, I didn't even grab nothing to eat. Just grabbed the gun and went. Me and my brother, when we would be out there, we'd be hunting and fucking 7-year-old. Come on, Jesus Christ, unbelievable. The physician should examine the literature and face the reality that the reason that Finland, Norway, Denmark, and the UK have opted to severely restrict the use of puberty blockers and sex characteristics altering hormones is that we have little, if any, evidence that we are not hurting more children, that we are... That should be then we are helping God, but you ain't helping no fucking kid at 7 years old trying to fucking put hormones in them to change their natural fucking gender. You cannot change it. You know you can't. I mean, it ain't like these people think, well, maybe it could, maybe it didn't. No, you cannot change their gender, and you fucking know it. You can make some kind of goddamn freak to think that they can sit and act and talk and act like they were fucking with, but the son of a bitch, you could, if you don't give him, keep up the hormone treatments, his fucking tits will sag and his fucking, he'll start growing a beard. It's goddamn nature. You're fucking with nature. You fuck with nature. You might get this whole goddamn civilization wiped out, and it would be, and I tell you what, it fucking deserves it. It fucking deserves it. Sick bastards. Oh, here's UK oncologist warns cancers are rapidly developing post-COVID vaccination. COVID vaccination. No, it ain't a fucking vaccination. The CDC's own site said it ain't a vaccination. It's goddamn platelets of fucking goddamn RNA proteins that are made to take your immune system and turn it against you. That's exactly what it is. There is no fucking doubt about it. I'm experienced enough to know this is not coincidental by the expose. Anyway, and this was sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Dr. Angus Dalglish, wonder what country that is, a renowned oncologist practicing in the UK, recently wrote an open letter to the editor-in-chief of the medical journal, the BMJ, urging the journal that harmful effects of COVID injections be aired and debated immediately because cancers and other diseases are rapidly progressing among boosted people. See, they've already got you dead. That's what people are walking around this dead man walking shit. They already got you fucking dead. And yeah, but hey, man, you fucking think you know better? Yeah, you were so smart to go with that shot. Now, people, I don't want nobody around me that's had the son of a bitch. I really don't. When I go to the store, man, I try to stay as clear of people as I fucking can. I wash my fucking hands with the goddamn cleanse shit and fucking, when I get home, I spray my shit with Lysol. I don't want your goddamn platelets. And this is as bad as spraying an aerosol, this goddamn shedding shit, because that's what gets you. When them motherfuckers go and they do it, it might kill them, heart attack or something, but that shedding, it keeps on, you keep running into it. And there's no end to it because there is no goddamn cure for it. Because it used to be just a common fucking cold. But they fucking you think about people, I mean, a planet of people, and they take things that can kill people, innocent people. I mean, Britain was the first city busters when they fucking bombed Berlin. But I mean, you didn't fucking bomb goddamn women and children. You didn't kill women and children. It was taboo. But now you got these son of a bitches, man. They are targeting women and children, and they're targeting the whole fucking society. because they want rid of our fucking asses so they can move these third world motherfuckers in here that will fucking bow, that will take a knee, kiss their fucking feet for a fucking fish head and a bowl of rice. That's what this Go ahead.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you brought that up because they're right there. It made me remind you, man, I should have been told you this freaking last week. But, man, my friend, he's off in schools, right? He's working in schools in indoctrination centers. Uh-huh. And he said, man, I was at this school, I think it's called John Marshall High School in Henry. He said, tell me, why do we have kids that barely speak English that is from south of the border? And check this out. He said, and we have so many kids on the road now that don't even have last American names. He said, we have kids all in this school and said, so many of them are from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
was,
when you see the place in us, you're not lying.
Well, when you go to a place and you set up something like Abu Ghraib and you fucking rape their children in front of them, you do fucking unspeakable things to them for 20 fucking years, that's the people you want to come over and become your neighbor, right?
Well, hell, Henry. You know, when you think about it, I thought they're supposed to be our enemies. So why are you bringing enemies that supposed to have been did this 9/11 crap?
Well, goddamn.
You know, it was supposed to be Afghanistan, Iraqis, and all these people from the Middle East, but you're bringing them here now 20 years later? I mean, that don't make any sense. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, they started with Bush 1. And Desert Dust or whatever in the hell they called that first fucking operation in fucking Iraq. He brought over like 40,000 Iraqis. And just like this Afghan thing. Well, they helped us with interpreting and everything. You murdered their fucking people. Now, you can't find Americans that'll shoot Americans. But you bring these motherfuckers over here, and I guarantee you, because they have the what you've done to their fucking people. See, that's the whole thing. These fuckers plan to stay back out of the way when they're the ones that are responsible for what happened to these people that they're going to fucking unleash and say, take it out on that person. I'll tell you what, I had nothing to do with it, and I didn't fucking support it, and I fucking screamed out against it. But it doesn't matter. The multiculturalism, they got it. This is putting armies behind fuck our lines. This is a big, if you can't see this, it's a sellout. Go ahead.
Here, and another thing he said, and guess what? He said, and some of you can barely understand what they're saying. He said, man, he said, on the school walls, they have like, you know how they put announcements and stuff on school wall like they used to, but they still do now. But he was like, they got things like, he's like, man, they got things like off in different languages, like off in Arab languages on the wall. He said, 20 years ago, you would never seen this.
Well, you get a notice from the electric company about some program, because they're always running these programs wanting you to join up so that you want green energy. No, I'm burn that fucking coal and give me the cheap fucking energy. But the bottom line is it'll come and there'll be a pamphlet and there'll be one paragraph to it. And then there'll be three fucking pages and God knows how many languages, 20, 30 fucking languages. And you're paying for that. You're paying to have this shit written down. When you pay your fucking light bill, you're paying to have this shit written down in all these fucking languages. The goddamn language of this country is fucking English. If you can't... You couldn't even come into this goddamn country unless you could read it and write it and understood the goddamn history and understood your goddamn responsibility as an American. I mean, it was in the 1960s when they fucking early 1960s when they lifted that requirement that you swear off your old allegiance to your the place you came from and swore allegiance to the United States of America. They took that away, and that's when they started this. Well, I got the right multiculturalism. They want everybody to go like me. I should be against you. You're from Africa. I would. My ancestors were from fucking goddamn fucking Austria or whatever have you. I mean, this tribalism, because that's the only way they want a goddamn. They want us dead. Get that through your head. They have piled up the goddamn wealth as big as Mount Everest. They have done it. It's there. But then the people are here, and they can't control the fucking... I mean, they want control of the people. They want to be able to... Just like this shit here with the last one we read. They want to be able to pedophile little children right out in the fucking open. But, I mean, once they get to there, I've talked about this before. You know, they start out and you get to the point where you can buy anything you can fucking imagine, any material object you can fucking imagine. You can buy it. Even guy, you know, prostitutes and that's where usually probably it starts. Prostitutes and fucking and then they go to the children, and then you know they get to the point to where they want to own people. They want to own you. They want to be able to do unspeakable fucking things. And there's nothing. I'm a little fucking queer. I couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. But you can. I can sit here and booger a little kid. Fucking a 3-year-old, and ain't nothing you can do about it. You want to bet? See, that's where it comes down to, is that, do you want to bet? You bet I can't do something about it? I bet you I can. I bet you I don't care if it costs me my fucking life. I see you doing that, I'll kill your ass. My bare fucking...
Hey, Henry.
Go ahead, brother.
But I just hate to say this, man. I really do. But I think your prediction may be right, man. We may be outnumbered. I mean, we may be outnumbered.
You may be absolutely fucking right, because they sure as hell ain't. I mean, I look around. When I go places, I look around to see, and I count people even in the stores and shit. And if they ain't equal with us, they're goddamn ahead of us. I'm telling you that from what I see. And I go, you know, a place here and a place. I've been up north. I've been down here in, you know, in Klamath, what might have you, where the population is doubling every goddamn year. And I see them fucking putting the goddamn... These goddamn Mexicans that have been here fucking for no time, they're getting all the goddamn fucking jobs and fucking goddamn the supposed authority, which ain't authority. It's just corporate fucking horse shit. And they're trying to act fucking tough. I'll tell you what, act tough, motherfuckers. You'll end up in the goddamn ground. You better back the fuck off. You better get the fuck out of this country. It does not belong to you. It belongs to the American nationals. Every bit of it that has been transferred in violation of the fucking law. There's been no due process of the law to take it from us to give it to you. Is that simple enough for you to understand? So we got the right to shoot your fucking ass out of here. It's like coming in my goddamn house and saying, oh, this is my house. Well, no, it fucking ain't. You just because you walk in the fucking door, the gall of these bastards. And the fact that when this all started out, you people got to remember. Remember, they just wanted a better life. There's only a hand. This is a better life. They went to peak the lettuce. Now you got the goddamn cartels operating inside the United States, 150 miles inside the United States. But, man, do you know they're worried about my fucking gun? They're worried about your fucking gun? They ain't worried about the goddamn submachine guns, 50 calibers, and all the shit that those goddamn cartels have down there, are they? Wonder what the fucking deal is. I mean, and all of these guys, these cartel guys, guess where they were trained? They were trained in Mexico, but guess who trained them? The United States fucking government. Guess who armed them? The United States, no, well, not government. I'm sorry to say that. I can't believe it. Smack my hand. Corporation. Yeah, guess who's fucking good? I mean, they work for the fucking corporation. They've been sneaking them across the goddamn border, training them on the Indian reservations so that we have a fucking mud hole fucking 5,000 feet long that we got to wade through to get to the son of a bitch that needs shot, the son of a bitch with the goddamn head of the snake. This is what they're fucking doing. They're going to try and overwhelm you. You got to overwhelm them with goddamn, surprise them. I mean, surprise them. You sent 120 to get me and fucking 90 of them fucking died. How in the hell did that happen? I guess I was expecting 120, I reckon, or more. You sons of bitches. I mean, if I'm going to fucking...
I don't know about you, Henry, but I know, like, here in Oklahoma, man, I know for a fact, man, it's getting more. It's starting to look more and more like Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Central and South American countries, and all that.
Goddamn right! You go down to Seattle, you're in China, and that's you know that is treason. I mean, to allow that that's allowing, that's assisting an invasion, because they can't take our goddamn land from us. And just like this goddamn constitution they put up, no fucking, they're not ruling by the consent of the people. They are ruling against the goddamn will of the people. And they fucking know it. They do not represent us. They'll tell you they don't represent us. We represent the Hispanic fucking coalition, or the fucking Chinese coalition. All those son of, all these coalitions can't exist. We're individuals in this country. Now get the fuck out. Well, all we can do is just kill the minions. Just kill them. They're, you kill them or they're going to kill you. I mean, they're talking about this shit here with fucking in the UK, you know, talking about the fucking kill rate and fucking cancer. You think about that Ohio train wreck. How many of them people are going to come down with cancer? They are killing us right out in the open and saying they're fucking doing it. And you know what? We're allowing it. We keep allowing it. Why? I don't understand. We're supposed to.
And with all this crap, won't get Henry. With all this crap, what they're doing with south of the border and all that. Hell, if a lot of us forgot, I nearly almost forgot. But do you remember they always used to bring up that North American Union and what they're doing? They're merging us together slowly, so we can be like the EU.
Exactly.
And
correct.
right through Oklahoma, that I-40 runs. I-40 and then I think that it's another. It's going to run north and south, like from Canada. Because right here, Oklahoma, we're right here in the middle of the nation. So it's going to run south and north all the way through the United States. I forgot what the highway was going to be called. I forgot the name of it.
The Trans-America, I think, is what it is. But at any rate, you're absolutely right. And the bottom line is this reset shit. We're going to reset. 10 of us are going to reset 100 million people's lives. We're going to tell you that you're going to change the way you live. We're going to cut down the fucking trees. We're going to stop. You ain't going fishing no fucking more. You ain't going hunting no fucking more. You're going to be who we tell you to be. Well, motherfucker, no, I'm not. You disrupted the balance of nature, you sons of bitches, and it will fucking balance itself out. And maybe we're what's supposed to balance it out. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing enough from the fucking people. This is goddamn outrage. We come on here every day and read you fucking outrage. Outrage after outrage. I mean, just the pedophilia should be enough for us to just wipe their asses out. But, I mean, are you getting used to it? Go ahead, sorry.
The only thing I see, Henry, is they bend it over and give me more.
Exactly correct. You're exactly right. But, I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, I sure grew up with the delusion of what this country was and what the people were, because they're nothing. They are dumber. They're dumb as goddamn Chinese, I swear. Too many of them are too fucking dumb. The rest are fucking cowards. And if they
don't forget about that, the mammon worship, Henry. Their bellies are not hitting their back. You know, their bellies are not hitting their back. Their children are not starving. But by the time that happens, it's too late. What would you have to fight with when you don't have nothing? That's what they don't realize.
Well, they'll either realize it or they'll learn to live on their fucking knees and learn how to kowtow to a Chinese overlord, because that's their fucking choice.
They are too damn comfortable. That's the problem, man. They are too
damn
comfortable.
Right. Yes, they are. But I mean, when it comes home to roost to their fucking house, oh, goddamn, it's a real serious thing. But when it's happening to it's happening to millions of people right now. And it's no big deal because it ain't happening to me. You self-centered, fucking worthless son of a bitches, you're going to get exactly what you fucking asked for. I can promise you that. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, all we can really do, people, is fucking wait and see if anybody has the balls. Or if not, we fight our own fight at our own fucking door, and at least we fucking fought. At least our grandchildren won't want to dig up our graves and piss in our fucking faces for being cowards. And that is the word from the trenches.
Here I come.